Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. We're looking at an article by Brett Allegray-Wood called AI Voice Bots, How Your CRM Can Answer Every Call, Day or Night.
And I suspect quite a few listeners are already thinking, we've tried this before. Press one for sales, press two to be left on hold.
Brett addresses that head on. His point is that today's AI voice bots are genuinely different from those old phone trees. They hold natural conversations, qualify leads, book appointments, and hand off to a human when the situation actually needs one.
But that's what a lot of vendors say. What makes this different in practice?
The key word Brett uses is integrated. He draws a clear line between a standalone voice bot sitting outside your business systems, he calls that a novelty, and a voice bot that lives inside your CRM with real-time access to your customer data, your calendar, your pipeline, your automations. That second thing is a business asset.
So it actually knows who's calling.
Exactly. If someone is already in your database, the bot greets them by name. It knows which marketing campaign brought them in, whether they visited your website, what services they've used before, whether there's an open support ticket, what their lifetime value looks like. All of that context is there before the conversation is a minute old.
That's a meaningfully different proposition. So what can it do with all that context?
Lead qualification is the obvious one. It asks the same questions your sales team would ask: budget, timeline, location, service type, and tags the contact record accordingly. But Brett singles out appointment booking as one of the most immediately valuable use cases.
How does that work exactly?
The bot connects to your live calendar, checks availability in real time, and books the slot while the caller is still on the phone. No back and forth emails, no let me check and call you back, appointment confirmed, follow-up SMS or email triggered automatically, contact record updated, without a single human involved.
So the bot isn't replacing your front desk, it's augmenting what your team can handle, including at hours when no one is actually there.
That's exactly it. And Brett covers outbound too. Database reactivation. The bot calls dormant contacts who haven't engaged in months or years, delivers a personalized message, and prompts them to confirm interest or book a call. What would take a sales rep days to work through manually can be done in hours, every outcome logged directly in the CRM.
Days to hours with no manual effort? I want to push on cost and complexity though, because I think a lot of owners still assume this is enterprise territory.
Brett is direct on that. He says that assumption was accurate 5 years ago, but it isn't today. Cost-wise, the AI voice bot is a fraction of even a part-time receptionist, with capability that far exceeds what any single person can deliver.
And getting it up and running?
Weeks, not months. And it's built for operators, not software engineers. You define your call flows, connect your calendar, set your business hours, configure escalation rules through a visual interface. When something changes, new services, updated pricing, seasonal hours, you make the change yourself. No consultant, no support ticket.
That matters a lot, because the hidden cost is always the change management overhead after the initial setup.
Absolutely. And there's a specific point for franchise groups. The voice bot configuration can be standardized across the whole network, so every location has the same professional phone experience, whether it has one staff member or 10. The franchisor gets consistency and brand protection. The franchisee gets capability they couldn't otherwise afford independently.
That's a real problem for franchises. The weakest phone experience in the network is the one that sets the brand perception.
And it doesn't stop at voice. When a caller books through the bot, the CRM automatically triggers a review request after the appointment is done. If a lead goes quiet after an initial call, a reactivation sequence picks them up weeks later through a different channel. Brett describes the voice bot as the front door where many of those customer journeys begin.
So the voice bot kicks off a whole connected sequence behind it.
Right. So what's the single thing to act on this week? For me, it's the missed call audit. Work out how many calls your business actually misses, after hours, at lunchtime, during busy periods, and put a cost figure on it. Brett's argument is that this is a systems problem with a system solution, but you need to see the size of the problem first.
Mine is response time. Brett cites research that the probability of converting a lead drops dramatically within the first 5 minutes of initial contact. If you're getting back to people in hours, not minutes, most of that pipeline is already walked out the door.
The full article is at anabu.ai. And if you want to see how this would work in your own business, you can book a free AI audit there as well.
Worth doing.